Oh, no, Tom, not today, Tom. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
Okay.
You know, you got to send somebody over to Super H Mart and get some beef tizzle.
Some beef tizzle. Now, what is beef? We've been to that Super H Mart. Yeah, that's where your dad went, Robbie. That's that Korean grocery. What is beef tizzle, my friend?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Moron.
Hey, can you tell Mike's not in the same room with me anymore?
Hi, everybody.
Mike's over on Buzz's mic.
Hi, everybody.
Our top story. Finally. Buzz is in the back cleaning up. I tracked some stuff in here. I have meat on my shoes.
Hey, listen, if you're driving past the station now, really, it's funnier than it was before. You're not going to throw up. It's funnier than it was before because the 10 people are outside smelling each other's foul hair right now.
Question.
Yes.
What's wrong with you?
I had my acupuncture today.
Your acupuncture? What, did you stick a couple of needles in your sinus cavities?
I'm on top of the world. Hey, the boy's in here.
Yeah, but it's
hey, Rob, has it gotten any better over there?
No.
He's not fainted yet or anything.
I'm sweating, if that helps you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I have an idea for the hair thing.
I call that your musk, though, Rob.
Thank you. That's just the
homo.
Hey, I think Buzz is going to have a partner for the rest of the show.
Hello there. Hi, you're on the air.
I am a bass fisherman, and you need to get a bottle of stuff called gravy. It's a garlic shad scent.
Yeah, because after the coon urine, we need more.
Yeah, how can we make it work?
You squirt that on the hair, you're all leaving the building.
Okay, my friend. It sounds like a challenge to me. Bring it down. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, instead of having them do the pair off in twos, have them do a circle so they can all be smelling at the same time.
I think it's okay, just two on two. Or one on one out there where the couples just broke it up into groups of two. I kind of like that. Kind of getting weirded out by looking over in Buzz's room and seeing Mike over there. I'm not used to seeing Mike over there.
Fine. You know, I don't know what the phenomenon is, but when I came into this studio, suddenly my shirt got tighter.
Did your hair start changing color as well?
My hair started changing color to like almost a henna look.
Yeah.
Very, very strange.
How you doing?
My boots have got to go.
I'm not getting rid of them.
No, they're not staying in the newsroom.
Okay. All right, yeah, I'm getting meat all over Buzz's newsroom.
Okay, we got a break. We'll come back with our contestants. Chris, Stephanie, Aaron, Michael, Ed, Andrew, George, Butch.
Can we interview them on the street?
Pookie. No, they got to come back in for the next round,
Jesus,
Mike.
Jesus, son.
But the next round, I think, will be a lightning round. We'll see who really has got what it takes to win this trip to Las Vegas.
My God. Have somebody smell you during the break. Seriously.
What do you mean?
Have somebody smell you.
Hey, smell me.
No, not Rob. I'm talking about somebody that hasn't been in coon urine for the last 20 minutes. But I came in here, and it's actually on all of us.
Okay. Hold on a second. Let me see if I better really have a chance to select.
Call Fulman.
I'm looking for her number. 2813.
Hey, over here in Buzz's studio, it's neat to see all his little collections. It's like a squirrel's den with his nuts and berries on twigs and all the crap that he eats during the show. God, I swear to God, it looks like a small chipmunk has gotten loose in here.
What do I got to do to get a hold of Julie Fulman? I know she's here. 2813.
I have an uncontrollable itching sensation.
It's Julie.
Oh, hey, Julie, it's Don, and Mike's in the other room. Can I come back to your office during the break? Would you smell me and tell me if I stink?
He's already been in my office, and he's already brought the stink down.
All right, hold on. I'm coming down there.
No!
I don't got it on me. Stay right there.
No!
I'm not going. Rob, take over here.
I don't have it on me. Says the man who can stand it in there. I can't believe it.
I don't got it on me. I'm coming down there.
Please,
you do.
Think of my beautiful office.
Did you say that I have this?
You have dollops and smears.
I have smears. I really took one for the team today.
Your right arm, the back of your shirt.
You know,
you were swinging that cow tongue like Babe Ruth.
I know. I gotta like catch a shower.
No bunting.
I'm gonna.
Oh no.
Is he there, Julie? Julie, is he there?
Yes, he's here.
All right, smell him.
He's here.
Smell him. DM, be completely honest.
Now, come here, really. Seriously. Come here, smell me.
Smell me.
Come here, smell me.
What does it smell? Can you smell him?
You know what? No. She says, I smell like a...
Dang, you're smelling up on my...
Yep. Yeah. That, there's the answer, Don.
Sounds like my prom night.
There's...
what is that? I smell like a sewer. Hey, Andrew.
No, but seriously, don't you get that? That's confirmation. You can't be in that room without it stinking.
Mike, I got Andrew here. Andrew, smell me.
Jesus.
Just smell me. What do you think?
Not a good smell, I can say that.
Okay, and you know what that is from him? From him, that's like, you reek more than death itself. That's how energetic he is.
Well, not a good smell. Mr. Energy.
God, I'd like to wipe some of my meat products on him.
We've got a break. Don and Mike, go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, is there?
It's the Don and Mike Show.
There's rumors of war.
What the hell is this?
Hi.
Nobody pays attention. Oh, I know what this is. I picked this. It's Pacific Gas and Electric. Hi, Mike.
I'm,
what are you doing in Buzz's room?
I'm not coming back over there. I do not know how you are surviving. The smell of the coon urine has permeated the entire building. It is out at the front desk. The only sanctuary in this radio station is in this room. I tell you about Handy Meatnik Buzz.
Buzz.
He's got the candles going over here. This is like a little opium den over here. It's fantastic, and I'm not coming back.
Oh, here's what I think first. Get the thing going.
They're all thonged up. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I think that the smell was a miscalculation on our part.
You mean as far as how significant it was going to be?
Yeah. And
oh, we blew that.
So what we're going to do is take the stuff up off the floor, which has a lot of the stink on it.
Right.
And we're going to keep the competition outside.
That's, God bless you.
Here's Joe now, outside with our contestants. Hi, Joe.
How are
you? How are you anyway, Joe?
Hey, Joe, my question to you would be, can you actually smell them outside?
Well, no, there's a good breeze because of the traffic, and I'm standing upwind from them.
So
I could move downwind.
What we need to do is...
Have you seen any hunters in the neighborhood?
No, but I've seen some really confused deer.
We need to have as many ingredients as possible moved outside in the front yard that we can continue applying the smear factor to these people's heads.
Right.
Because... The truth is, I put up a pretty brave front in here.
But is it starting to make you sick to your stomach?
I told Rob.
I feel like I'm going to... I mean, I don't know if we're communicating this to the listeners. This is... We have done so many disgusting things in that studio. This is, without question, because of the stink, the most disgusting. It is absolutely unbearable.
I'm telling you what the secret ingredient is. It's that coon urine.
It is the coon urine, totally, that wiped out all the other smells. So are they getting the plastic out of there now?
Can I tell you something, B.A.?
What?
B.A., you've never been sexier than you are right now. With your corduroy pants, you have...
I think I'm going to have to get rid of because they smell.
Buzz has this over here. I swear to God, it smells dreamy. What's your secret, Buzz?
I've sealed off the room. I have scented candles and air freshener. I've struck matches. It's not bad over here.
I have one thing to say to Buzz.
What?
I love you, Coco.
Como! I think that once we take the tarp off the floor,
I hope,
which is where most of the smell is, the studio won't be quite as bad.
I mean, when you were spraying their heads, it was right on their heads. It didn't seem like there was a lot of splatter.
I understand.
But what amazes me is when I went down to the front desk, and it's in the hallway. It's in the entire building right now. I wonder if it's working its way upstairs.
I wish Hughes was here today. What, B.A.?
All of a sudden, a stink bomb isn't so bad, is it?
A stink bomb
is a walk in.
And for those people that know what a stink bomb is, this is a walk in the park, a stink bomb, compared to what we're experiencing right now. Has it dissipated? Yes, Rob.
You smelled it more than me because I've been doing my damnedest to breathe with my mouth.
Right.
It's almost inexplicable the way this coon urine smells.
It is
like
worse
fish smell. Almost,
no, it is what it is. It is just concentrated and nasty.
But if we talk about what it is, I'm going to be forced to focus on what it is.
I know.
That's true.
I know.
Okay.
You're getting points for me with every 30 seconds that you stay in that studio.
Mike, I'd like to think like if the building was on fire.
Right.
I am a coward, but I'd stay here I'll stay here in the studio until I puke.
Right, right.
And I don't think I'm going to puke. You know what I'd love, Rob? Give me one of those baby wipes.
Yeah.
I just want to just smell it. I just want to.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
That's a very smart thing to do. That's a filter. That's a filter. You can just keep that over your nose.
That's good. I got like one of those things you wipe a baby's ass with over my mouth.
Absolutely.
Now. And you know what? It doesn't taste toxic.
No.
It really tastes good.
And a bad baby diaper right now is a walk in the park compared to what we're dealing with.
Absolutely. Now, Joe?
Yes.
Still outside the studios now on Main Street.
Yes.
You can actually see this happening.
With the contestants who will not be coming back in the building.
No, they won't. And only one of them is going to Las Vegas
today.
That's
right. And even that person will stay outside of the building.
Beth Ann, we got to get some more stuff out there for them to smear into their hair.
I've got it. It's all in a cooler out here.
What is it, Joe?
I've got some gefilte fish right here in my hand.
Excellent.
Gefilte fish. Next choice.
And what's great about gefilte fish is that it's not only like a fish ground up thing. It nests in jelly. So it's gelatin and fish.
See if you can.
How the hell do you know that?
Oh, you never had gefilte fish? It's wonderful.
See if you can pour.
What's that, Buzz? He's part Jewish.
See if you can pour.
I've really hijacked Buzz's studio here.
You know, you should come back over here, Mike.
I know I should.
I mean, you're
I know that would be. I know that would be the right thing to do.
It's just, and, your microphone sounds. Yeah. You sound good on your microphone. You're on Buzz's microphone now.
I know what you're talking about.
Don, all that artificial voice deepening software.
I know.
Break it up,
Joe. Make sure people rub the jelly into their head. The jelly from the gefilte fish.
I will. Here, take a half. First, it's cut into chunks. They all get a chunk, and then they'll get some jelly. Don't rub it in yet, because I got to give you some jelly.
Right here in this, on Smear Factor.
Hey, look what I found. Uh-huh. A pile of acorns over here.
All of this. Now, Beth Ann, you're cleaning up in here. Yeah, the tarp is out.
Yeah.
How's the smell now? A BA?
Right now.
The same.
The same.
Break it up.
It's unbearable. It's nothing like nothing I've ever experienced.
What's happening out there, Joe?
I'm pouring jelly on top of their chunks of gefilte fish.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, now this is foul.
Got the hands cut.
This is foul.
Almost ready to go.
I tell you, it might be foul, but over here in Yankee Candle Studio, it is just delightful.
All right, over in Buzz Bath and Beyond.
Buzz Bath and Beyond.
Let's go and have them rub the gefilte fish in, Joe.
All right, rub it in.
There you go.
Yeah, go ahead. Enjoy yourselves, idiots.
Yell at them, Joe.
Don't hang your heads over straight up. You're not going back inside.
Way to go. Yes, rub it all in there with the coon urine, you morons with a 1 in 10 chance of getting a trip.
Hey, stop it now.
I'm sorry.
Stop it.
The coon urine has overcome me.
I will not take that. Stop it. Don't call them names because we're going
to
hit them with the coon urine again.
They couldn't hear me. Oh, my God. Outside, I hope. I tell you, they're going to smell it down at City Hall if you do it outside.
You know, Mike, it smells real good in here. You should come back.
Yeah, right, Rob. Thanks. I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
All right, so now they've got ketchup, mayonnaise, gefilte fish,
remnants of beef tongue,
dog food,
coon
urine.